process been going so
far? It's going well. I mean, it was a little bit different than we had expected, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, we really don't get to see. Everybody just gets to see everybody run the 40, catch the ball, all that stuff. But it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, you only get to hear about. But until you experience it, you really don't know what to expect. And it's been fun, especially getting to talk to the different teams, having the interviews, the formal and informal interviews, just being able to talk ball is a lot of fun with the coaches. A lot of them. I couldn't put a number on it if I had to. Not yet. It might be.
What in these interviews that people don't really see, what's some of the stranger questions?
Not really strange questions. It's just talking ball. Like, they just want to know how much we know ball and how much, you know, are we willing to learn ball. And we're sitting there and just talk football. They want to know if we love ball as much as we say we do. And, you know, a lot of guys really get to find out if they really love ball as much as they say they do, if they really know football as much as they think they know it. So I like it because I like learning. I like being able to talk my offense and talk what I know and everything I've learned at SMU. So it's a lot of fun for me.
What makes you a good receiver? How would you describe yourself as a receiver?
So if I had to describe myself as a receiver, I would say that I'm a dominant receiver. I'm somebody that's going to, when I'm on the field, that I need everybody on the defense to feel my presence, whether it's D-line, linebackers, safeties, every corner. Whether you guard me or not, I need everybody to understand that, you know, where I am, and that while I'm on the field, I'm gonna be trying to make sure I'm imposing my will on everybody on the entire defense. So I think that's what makes me a great receiver right now. I definitely see that translating into the NFL. There's a lot of steps that have to be made. A lot of steps have to be taken. Just learning how the NFL works and how NFL offenses work and how to be successful. I mean, I didn't come into college already knowing how to be a really good receiver straight out of high school. It was steps that had to be taken, learning growth steps. And I think that's the same thing's going to happen once I get into the NFL. Just growth steps, understanding how to be a full all-around complete player. I've talked to some representatives with the Bears and had some really good talks with them. I've been able to talk a lot of ball with a lot of teams, and the Bears have been one of them.
In terms of getting separation as a receiver, what's the difference between getting separation against press or coverage, and what do you do versus different coverage?
So me being a big receiver, when it comes to I guess I'll start with press. If it's press coverage, then my job is to try to get the DB to be uncomfortable. So if I get him to be uncomfortable, then I'm in my element, because I know where I need to go. He doesn't know where I'm supposed to go. So if I have to get into his area to make him feel uncomfortable, then that's what I'm have to do. And then just make sure he doesn't touch me. I mean, being a receiver, DBs love to grab us, love to hold on to us. So we got to make sure we keep their hands off of us. It's the only way we'll be able to be successful is we keep their hands off of us. So I think that's the biggest thing, whether it's press or off coverage. You got to be able to make sure they don't touch you. And once you just make them feel uncomfortable while you're around them. Oh no, I just like being able to go against corners. I mean, whichever way, a press or off, I mean, I feel like I can be able to be successful in both.
How are you able to really take advantage of it?
What's the feedback you got from
teams? I mean, it's been pretty positive, pretty. I mean, it's interesting I like being evaluated. So I like to hear what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, things I need to work on. Those are great things I get to hear. So, being able to sit down with receiver coaches for NFL teams and then them tell me what they see in my film, that's amazing, because I get to go back home and watch my film and actually break down and things that they say they see. I get to go look at my film and I get to add that to my self-evaluation so that whenever I start moving forward in my progress, I know I'm not making those same mistakes. Let me know who?
Texas.
I did not get to meet with Coach Bo Bryant. No, sir.
Is there anything athletic that you're not good at? You play basketball, you play tennis, obviously you do a lot of football.
I don't think I ever played tennis, but I definitely feel like I could play tennis if I had to. I mean, that'd be amazing. I grew up a Cowboys fan. Me and my dad, huge Cowboy fans. Me and him were able to go to a Cowboys game in December. It was his first Cowboys game, and it was a great honor to be able to, get him to a game and be able to see a Cowboys game up close. That was awesome for me to be able to do that. But I mean, if I could stay in Dallas and play for the Cowboys, that'd be a dream come true, and I mean, it'd be amazing. It was the Seahawks game.
How are you able to use your size, being 6'4"? How are you able to take advantage of that?
there's a lot of benefits to being a 6'4", 218, being able to run really fast. There's a lot of benefits to being that guy. And I try to make sure I'm maximizing that. And doing that, I watch a lot of guys who do that really well in the NFL right now. So I get to watch Julio Jones do that. I get to watch Brandon Marshall do that. I get to watch Larry Fitzgerald do that. I get to watch those guys be successful at being big body receivers and see what they do well. And try to emulate that into my game and add that to my arsenal. Even if it's something as small as just being able to pin a cornerback in the right spot or knowing exactly how to box out a DB when the ball's in the air. So just small things like that. Just being able to add those qualities that shorter and smaller receivers can't really do. Try to make sure I'm playing to my actual size and not being 6'4 and playing at 6 foot.
During the course of your interviews with other teams, any of them ask you about being from Brandon? And also, you know, the ice cream place that you guys got there?
I mean, it's a lot of people who ask me where I'm from. I tell them from Brenham, Texas. Pride and joy. I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm very proud about where I'm from. And I tell them, I mean, I'm from Bluebell, Texas for a lot of times because I tell them Brenham, Texas, they don't know where it is. When I say Bluebell ice cream, everybody's eyes light up. Say, oh, that's where it's from. So a lot of times I just tell them I'm from Bluebell, Texas. And I think that's they might want to just change that on the map to Bluebell, Texas.
Now, all the stuff that you've been reading on the internet about yourself, you know, all these people that are trying to evaluate you, what are some of the craziest things that you've seen written going up to this point?
So I try to stay away from all the people who think they're critics. I mean, everybody thinks they're professional critic now. So I try to stay away from it. But I have people in my life who like to look it up. They just like to know what people are saying about me. And I get sent some of the crazy things. And I had someone do an evaluation, told me I don't know how to catch the ball. So. I mean, they say I don't catch the ball correctly. I know it was a correct way to catch the ball, but apparently I don't catch the ball correct.
You grew up a lot working on a farm.
I did.
How does that work ethic pay off, you
think? I think it's huge. It really plays a part into who I am and my work ethic when it comes to practice and that translating over to the game. I mean, my parents were really hard on me and understanding the importance of you have to earn everything you get. And so my dad would take me to the farm every weekend. I remember my freshman year going into high school, my dad and my grandpa acquired some new land and we had to fence about 100 acres of land, barbed wire, T-post driving, digging holes, water gapping, everything. And so that's how I earned my school clothes money for that summer. And I mean, my parents were really big on teaching me the importance of earning the things that you really want and need in life.